Hello, and let me welcome you to Introduction to Educational Podcasting, a workshop and online course. What you're listening to is an example of a podcast for a pedagogical purpose. As you'll see in the workshop and online materials, there are many ways in which podcasting can be used as a pedagogical tool. It can be used by tutors or by students, by individuals or by groups, in the classroom or beyond the classroom walls. In fact, you could say that podcasting has extended the walls of the classroom to places where it was difficult to go before. And that's why podcasting comes into its own as an aid to distance learning or field trips, for example. Getting back to this particular podcast, what can I say about it? As you've no doubt realised by now, it's an audio podcast. You'll also get a chance to make your own audio podcast at the workshop and in the online materials. We'll also be talking about video podcasts and screencasts, but we won't be making any of those in this course. That'll have to wait for another day. What you perhaps don't realise is that I'm recording this podcast on my mobile phone. I'm also using a piece of free software called Audioboo to record and upload my podcast to the internet. You can use Audioboo on your own computer, or if you have an iPhone or Android phone, you can also download it to your mobile. You can find out more about Audioboo at www.audioboo.com. Later in the course, we'll be talking about different devices that can be used to capture podcasts, and we'll see that mobile devices, recorders and camcorders can play a key role in educational podcasting. So what is the pedagogical purpose of this podcast? Well, it's to welcome you and to introduce you to some of the course content. It's also to set a little task before you come along to the course workshop. So in other words, the pedagogical purpose is to make some audio announcements about the course. Now, did I say something about a little task? What I'd like you to do before the workshop is to have a little think. I'd like you to think of as many different ways you can use a mobile recording device to produce content for the classroom. Now, for example, this could be a tutor providing feedback on a student's work, or it could be a student reporting from a field trip, or interviewing an expert in some specialist subject. See how many ideas you can come up with before the workshop. It only remains for me to wish you well, and I'm looking forward to meeting you all at the course workshop. Thank you and goodbye until then.